Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT, with two-time Super Bowl champ Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Silver and Black, Greg Papa. Jim, I'll start with you with Carson Palmer. Through the first four games of the year, we saw some great signs in the Pittsburgh game. Evaluate his play so far going into the bye week as we got Atlanta coming up.
For the most part, he's performed pretty well. He's been under a lot of duress, been behind in every game. The running game has not gone as well as the Raiders have hoped. These games, you know, rely on Carson Palmer's shoulders, and it's difficult to perform in those situations.
Greg, we've talked about the injuries. Darius Haywood-Bey with the concussion, Jacoby Ford with the foot. It's been a challenging time for Carson Palmer to get together with all of his weapons on offense.
Despite all that, though, JT, there have been times when this offense has been humming. Going back to the last series of the first half against Pittsburgh, all the way to the second half, and then the first series in Denver, they scored on six consecutive offensive possessions. I think what this offense has to learn to do is not fall into the rhythm of the game, where they, you know, they get three and out on offense, the defense can't get a stop, and all of a sudden it just becomes cyclical. They just got to find a way to get the running game going consistently. That is the foundation of this offense.
Let's talk about the bye week. What would you recommend for Carson Palmer? He's got a week off to get together with this offensive staff. What would you do in that spot?
I'd self-scout. I'd look at the film, see what was happening during the course of a ball game, and then I'd get together with his receivers and the running backs and work on the passing game. You know, get the timing together. He's had to play with a lot of different receivers, so just go back to work. And I expect that from Carson Palmer and the rest of the football team.
Greg, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. A lot said about this defensive line, but they got to put more pressure on opposing quarterbacks. With the cornerbacks being hurt and the lack of depth at that position, what are the challenges for Reggie McKenzie the second quarter of the season with personnel?
It's tough when you lose your starting corners in week one and week two consecutively, and you have to move one of Pro Football's best free safeties up to play corner. You obviously got issues. So one thing they're trying to address is if you can't cover, you got to get to the quarterback and get the ball out of his hands or go get him. And hopefully Andre Carter, who last year in New England had 10 quarterback sacks, can solve that problem. The Raiders just signed him before the Denver game. He wasn't quite ready, but coming off the bye, he should be able to go get Matt Ryan in Atlanta, Georgia, JT.
Greg, as we wrap this up, I want to talk about the AFC West. There's a chance that all three AFC West teams can lose this week as the Raiders are on the bye week. Optimistic-wise, when you look at the team going forward, the rest of the AFC West, does it look like anybody can run away and hide? Or you think this is going to be a division where the Raiders can dig out of this hole and get right back into the race?
Well, San Diego got off to a quick start last year, something they had not done in the previous years, and then they wound up fading. Middle of the year, had a six-game losing streak. So you just can't overreact on four games and say San Diego's the best team and Denver looks good and, you know, the Raiders and the Chiefs. We just started this deal, and if you go back to the first game of the year before we anoint North Turner and the San Diego Chargers, JT, the Raiders may have been able to beat that football team had they not suffered the injury to the deep snapper. In fact, I think they would have won that game. So there's a long way to go.
We thank Greg Papa for joining us and Jim Plunkett. There's still more to come on the Raiders Report.